Emotions were running high this morning in Bari as two more Ukrainian families packed up their belongings to begin the next chapter of their lives. 23 Ukrainian families that had fled their home country after the Russians invaded in February 2022 have called the IOOF Seniors Homes, located on Brooks Street in the city's south end, their home for the last 10 months. Facility officials provide temporary transitional housing in its Old Fellow and Rebecca Manor, the demolition of which was delayed due to the pandemic, to Ukrainian refugees coming to Bari. The placement was a first-of-its-kind initiative by the nonprofit group. Irina Bobovich worked as a graphic designer back in Ukraine, before fleeing with her partner and their son last year. They arrived in Bari last July and have called the IOOF home since October 2022. "For a long time, I couldn't believe it happened. It's too good to be real," she told Bari today, as volunteers packed up a trailer and pickup truck to take the family to their new home near Maple Avenue in Bari. After making so many wonderful connections during their time there, the family has mixed emotions about the move, she admitted, adding their son will be changing schools, which he's not exactly excited about. "I couldn't sleep. It's a lot of stress. We knew it was coming and now that it's here it's too much," Bobovich said, choking back tears. "This was home. It's a new experience and a new part of our life. It's hard for everybody." Oksana Yakushka was on hand to help her daughter and grandchildren, who arrived in the city exactly 1 year ago today, move out of their apartment while her daughter was at work. "Having them safe and sound in Canada," she said, "has been a big relief. I was so happy. Everybody is happy here," Yakushka said. "All of our family that stayed in Ukraine, they live a terrible life. Here, mom, and these kids survive. It was a miracle for them. All of these 20 apartments, they came here, lived here and had time to learn English, find a job, settle here," she added. Yakushka says the family was able to find a home in Bari, which has a nice-sized yard for the kids to play in. Janie Harris was among the 6 volunteers, including several members of the Rotary Club of Bari, helping the families move Friday morning. She was also the person responsible for helping find the space they have all called home for the last year. "It is totally bittersweet because it became family here. It's been wonderful," she said. "It's been a support group for them. Even though they're not living together, they've had each other for support now. It's been a great experience for everyone," Harris added. Although today was supposed to be the cutoff date for families to move out, one couple was unable to find housing in time and will be staying until July 15, Harris said, adding IOOF officials have been extremely supportive and understanding. Yana Skybin, who works as a housing coordinator with the YMCA of Simcoe, Muskoka, says it has been exciting but also sad to watch all of the families move out over the last few weeks. "This place was so alive. There were children, choirs, hopefully things will continue, but it won't be the same obviously because the people who lived here have become a community and now they're all dispersed," Skybin said. "The people will continue their relationships, but they won't be right together." "Although seeing these families make these connections has been wonderful, it's also heartbreaking," she added, knowing that none of them are there by choice. "Witnessing the support they've provided to one another, and the support from the community as a whole, has been amazing to be a part of," she acknowledged. "When I put a call out for help I was flooded with phone calls and emails," Skybin said. "Today, I had volunteers lined up and our former CEO Rob Armstrong reached out and said he wanted to come. It's definitely overwhelming just to realize how much not just Canada as a county, but the people of Canada, are willing to give and want to give to these people."